Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Voice,
like a slaughterhouse sangria.
Yeah.
Good morning, aloha, biscuiteers. You got it dialed on into the Truth Network. That's right. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show on KAKU 88.5, the voice of
Gravy.
Woo-wee. This man is shaking his head this morning. It's my one, my only, my cohort, my co-something, Vince Foti.
That's me. And that's I'm riding the gravy train today.
So I have a spam lanyard, you know me. I have a lanyard.
A
it's not made of spamyard. It's not made of spam, which would be great, right? Like instead of that edible underwear, if we had like spam necklaces, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that wouldn't last very long.
Would
around
you eat spam underwear? Sexually or non-sexually?
Both.
Oh yeah, right. See, why are they limiting it to like the weird fruit roll-up or like the little nubby ones, right? But anyway, I wear a spam lanyard. I keep getting stopped and asked if I'm a Rams fan.
Interesting. I think that is the Rams colors.
What? At first, people are like, Ukraine, because it's gold and blue.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
true.
I do virtue signal quite a bit, right? I am a Democrat, so I talk about saving the world, but I don't actually do anything about it.
Are you a fan of the H.R. Edmonds grade school Bulldogs?
You know what?
Because that was
you got me
the grade school that
you
I went
got
to
me. Yep.
Kindergarten through fifth grade, the grade school I went to, it's called H.R. Edmonds in Philadelphia, Northeast Philadelphia,
of course.
And the school colors were the blue and the gold.
Whoa.
The blue and the gold we will cherish. Memories that will not grow old
ever.
No,
never.
No.
Never.
Did I ever play sports?
Were you ever on a team?
I was never on a professional organized sports team.
No, you weren't on a professional team.
No, I mean, I was never on like any sort of organized sports team.
You didn't do like intramural like frisbee golf in college or anything?
No, I played street hockey a lot.
Marching
with
band?
Like the kids in my I was in marching band.
All right. That's not organized sports, but it's
I wasn't really stoked about being in marching band,
really?
But I was in marching band and the orchestra.
Did you play the heavy drums? What'd you do?
I played in the marching band. I played at one point. I played the bass drum,
okay.
Which was the worst thing of all time. The bass drum is fun to play, but here's the thing: the bass drum is extremely heavy,
and you got to wear a strap.
And you have this like harness that you wear on your back, but the bass drum is you have like this like 100-pound bass drum that is. It's probably about 3 feet wide. So, and the one side of it is against your chest. So the center of gravity of this like 100-pound thing that you're carrying on your back is about like a foot and a half in front of you.
Mm.
So it's pretty much designed to destroy your back. It was torture. Carrying that thing.
And these are the same schools that do scoliosis tests.
Even if you're like trying to lean back, it's you can't get the center of gravity in any sort of spot where it's not hurting your back the entire time. You need like a cart to push in front of you that holds the bass drum.
Does it tickle you when you hit the bass? Because it's touching you, yeah?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't like vibrate enough to tickle you. But then I played the quad toms for a little while. And the
quad toms?
The quad toms are the cool kids.
Oh,
so I was stoked when I moved up the quad toms.
Did you have to wear a uniform?
I did have to wear a uniform, and it was like these sweaty, unwashed uniforms that just smelled like puberty and gross high school kids that we just kept in a closet and never laundered. It was disgusting.
Oh, it was high school, not even middle school.
Yeah, this was in high school.
Whoa.
And then I also played in the orchestra, and I played in the jazz band. I played drums in the orchestra and the jazz band. I played the kettle drums, those big orchestra kettle drums. And those are cool because they have a pedal on it where you can change the tone.
How big was your high school?
It was huge.
Okay.
Like thousands of people.
Thousands? Jesus.
Of people in the high school. And I think there was like over... I think there was... at least a couple hundred people in my graduating class.
Wow.
I went to a huge high school.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was cool.
No one graduates anymore, right?
I don't think so.
Do they do organized sports ever?
Do who?
I never see, like, I drive around, I go to Parks and smoke weed all the time. I never see kids playing sports in Maui.
I see
one-wheelers. Around, I see scooters. I see people scooting.
I don't think kids play sports anymore.
No, I don't think they do.
I think it's all like video all games and esports and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I do see?
People on their Twitch.
Around the end of what is considerably the school year, I see like those people writing stuff on their windows, like congratulations. Mm. So people are graduating still.
I saw Ninja Camp, but then it was really a religious camp, and I'm not about it.
Not a fan.
Tricked me. Kings does that every once in a while. They're like, Taco Tuesday, and you're like, ooh, where's this? Oh, it's at a cathedral.
It's at a church.
No.
Get the tacos, or do I have to listen to... Sometimes they do that at Kalama Park.
Ugh.
Like, they'll be having, like, a barbecue and a guy preaching, and it's like, I smell the barbecue. Can I just come? Nah, it's not worth it.
It's never worth it.
A bunch it's of soul-soliciting barbecuers. Mm. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
That's right.
On 88.5 KKU-FM, the voice of gravy. And don't forget, if you're listening to us live on 88.5, you can also flip on your TV and watch us on Channel 55. Isn't that cool? We're on live TV right now. Hey, guys.
Listen so, what I say.
Yes. And so don't forget that you can also follow us on Instagram. You can look us up and listen to all of our past episodes commercial-free. If you go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808. You can follow us on Patreon, Biscuits and Gravy 808. Give us a dollar. We've only got one tier. It's the Biscuitier. You don't have to give us a dollar. We don't care. And also, don't forget to listen to all of our episodes on BiscuitWars.com.
Did we get a new email?
We did get a new email. So, whoa, you know how all of our social stuff is Biscuits and Gravy 808?
That's right.
But
from Hawaii.
But our email was like thebiscuitwars@gmail.com.
Yeah, who knows what it was.
Because we got our email all the way back in the day when we first started doing, back when we were cooking on the show.
Before we had a Spotify.
Yeah, this is way before Spotify.
Even knew
what it was. This is before we had any type of social media presence, which we still don't have.
You know.
I mean, we do. We post some stuff on Instagram and stuff. But yeah, so our new email address is biscuitsandgravy808@gmail.com. So now our email matches all of our other social stuff. Isn't that fun? Well, we still have the old one.
Thebiscuitsandgravy@gmail.com.
So if you want to email us questions for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo, or
yeah, Marine,
you want to send us angry emails about eating whale meat or whatever, them to thebiscuitsandgravy@gmail.com or biscuitsandgravy808@gmail.com.
biscuitsandgravy808.
Don't worry about sending the questions to either email. Chuck doesn't read either of them.
I don't know how to read or write.
Chuck doesn't read his own emails. Doesn't read text messages in group chats.
Nope.
He also doesn't charge his phone.
Nope.
Or take his wallet with him when he leaves your house.
How many unread emails do I have on my phone?
Unread emails, you're up. Ooh, all you need is one more and you'll be at 36,000. Now you're at 35,999.
Yeah, dude.
Ooh, can I send you an email?
Yeah, go for it.
Hold on. I'm going to send you an email. We'll see if it
riveting
updates.
Riveting stuff here, guys.
How was your New Year's Eve?
Oh, it was great. I was in Vegas.
I heard that you went to Vegas,
mm-hmm.
You and your lovely wife, and you spent New Year's in Vegas.
Yeah, they closed down the whole strip. And you're not allowed to have backpacks or purses.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
And or glass.
They close down the whole strip?
Yeah, they block it off so you can like walk up and down.
Okay, because I remember one of the times that we were there, we were on the street, and they have the one end of the street blocked off, and they had like a stage set up, and they were doing a concert.
Yeah, no,
that was on Fremont Street.
Whole strip.
The whole strip is
like
blocked off.
Like the strip, not downtown. Like the strip is shut down. One of the resorts messed up, though, and did the countdown early and started sending fireworks off, and then 30 seconds later, the countdown happened and everyone else does it. But imagine, there's so much fireworks.
I think that's like an advertising thing. Like, come over to our place. We've got the earliest New Year's Eve in town. Celebrate 30 seconds earlier.
Oh, man. I went to this place called Circus Circus.
Hold on. I just sent you an email. Let's see if it pops up and changes to... Hope you had a great New Year and Christmas. Somebody just texted you.
Yeah, who be texting me?
All right, so let's hope that it changes to 36,000 if your phone refreshes. Now, having a bunch of unread emails in your email account, that's a problem that a lot of people have. I know a lot of boomers don't know how to go in, but you can actually there's a feature on your Gmail. If you're one of these folks at home where you have all of your unread emails on your phone, there's a feature where you can actually go in and like mark all of your unread Gmails as read.
All of them?
So it is possible to do. So what was the best part about doing New Year's Eve in Vegas? You went with a couple friends as well?
Yeah, so we went to Batista's Hole in the Wall beforehand. And it's a
Batista?
Batista's, like with a B.
Like the cop from... From Dexter?
Yeah,
okay.
Batista.
He's wearing like a fedora.
A hole in the wall. And it's a very campy place with like weird lights and stuff. And they give you sweet cappuccino at the end of your meal. And all you can drink wine and soup and salad.
And all you can drink wine is high quality wine?
Oh, of course, yes. Everyone knows... that when you get a $30 meal in Vegas that includes soup, salad, cappuccino, and, I don't know, like an armful of pasta. Also, one of those places where it gave you pasta as the side and you're already eating pasta and they call them Italian French fries. They're like, here's some Italian French fries for you. Have some more ziti.
Is it, how can it be Italian and French?
I don't, you know, it's Batista, bro.
I thought he was Cuban. Angel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, his name was Angel Batista, but what's her name called him? Angel.
There was a spelling error.
Did you watch Dexter New Blood?
No. So is it the third New Dexter?
There's another New Dexter out.
Another New Dexter?
It's like a prequel now. So it's like Dexter as a kid. It's Dexter. Young Dexter. He's just killing other toddlers.
Young Dexter.
Young Dexter. Which we're not going to talk about Dexter today. We are going to talk about the fact that it's a new year.
Yeah.
New you. New me. New biscuits. New email. It's 2025.
But the same gratifying, highbrow, educational amazingness you're going to come to expect.
Yeah. Now, it's 2025, so 2025. I'm very excited about this new year.
Bend over, Abigail May, because here comes a gravy pipe.
I'm so excited, too.
I've heard a lot of people talking about 2025 sound the name 2025 sounds like a futuristic year.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the year 2025.
Do you think that all generations go through this? I'm sure that people who grew up in the 70s, when they heard like something about the year 2000, they're like, whoa, it's in the future. So does the year 2025 just
say the year 2000?
The year 2000. That's the wrong button. 2000.
Yeah, dude, I did it.
Ah, very good.
I done did it.
Do you think that the year 2025 sounds like a futuristic year because when we were kids, it was such a faraway thing? Is this something that every generation deals with?
I feel like in the year 1900.
Well, yeah. Do you think like people in the 1800s heard the year like 1950 and they're like, wow, 1950. Imagine there's going to be flying cars
by then.
There will be Pegasi.
Yeah. Maybe they'll solve the poop problem in all the cities.
And we did for the most. Well, not San Francisco.
No.
But we're working on it.
San Francisco had like
actual
turds.
It's funny that they're regressing.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, San Francisco solved the poop problem.
Yeah. They were almost vibrant. And after COVID, San Francisco looks like Bob's Burgers Town.
And that's what being a city run by tech bros will do for you. It will make you regress to poop town.
They have AI cars in
San
Francisco.
They're going to Brown Town.
And they drive just as bad as regular people.
Is that not the perfect sort of like juxtaposition of a dystopian future? Is like cyber AI self-driving cars and just the streets are littered with poop?
Yeah. Well, so I actually saw a self-driving car block a dump truck. Like it was turning around and it was like really just pissing off the dump truck a lot.
Yeah, of course.
Like, made them both get stuck.
Who would have thought that they wouldn't have had that completely figured out? But I don't know. I feel like 2020 was supposed to be the real... Oh, are you singing in the year 2525?
In the year 2525.
If man is still alive.
Man is still alive.
If women can survive.
The year 2525.
It's actually...
No, I love that song.
We're not
dude.
100% sure that women will survive.
No.
Only I think there's only going to be one sex in the future.
Yeah, and it's with me.
But I feel like 2020 was supposed to be the future year.
Yeah, dog.
And we're like, oh, 2020, it's going to be, it's the future.
Zeros and ones, and it's gonna like, crash.
We're going to have flying cars and all that cool stuff. And then in 2020, we were really just like teaching people how to wash their hands.
Yeah.
And
microwave their money.
And then the president of the United States telling people not to wear a face mask during a pandemic.
Yeah.
Those good times.
I mean, who knows? Are you supposed to cough on people? No one knows.
Yeah. Who? The science is still out on whether or not coughing on people spreads germs during a pandemic. So, I mean, maybe someday we'll figure that out.
You know, if you test people, that's how you're going to get more COVID.
Yeah. If you test people, you're going to get positive tests, especially during a pandemic. Duh. Stupid. I've got something fun to talk about.
What?
Chuck, there's been so much stuff going on that we haven't had time to cover because we had, what, 2 weeks off?
2 weeks off, man!
So last Wednesday was Christmas Day. The Wednesday before that was...
The gravy stain is still on the floor. It has not been touched.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now. You guys remember last episode in here with Rhonda Lee Kitts?
We were drinking gravy in the studio.
Drinking gravy.
Chuck surreptitiously spilled gravy on the floor, mm-hmm. and the gravy is still there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had Christmas was one Wednesday, and then New Year's Day was the other Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So we had 2 weeks off from the studio. So we missed you guys, and we want to catch you up on some of the stuff that happened while we were away. This week, why don't we do – here's something we haven't done, a little conspiracy music.
Oh, whoa.
The CIA recently unsealed some files. Chuck, I don't know if you heard about this.
Unsealing files.
And it turns out that they discovered life on Mars.
Yeah, did they?
And spoiler also, alert. No.
Also, this is the one where in 1984 or 85.
Yeah.
They had psychics try to go there.
So if you guys, I don't know if you guys have heard about this before, but in 1984, which also at one point was a dystopian future year.
Yeah.
But and he just 1984,
the 48 and the 84.
1984 was the year before I was born. But to science fiction dystopian future writers, 1984 was the dystopian future year.
Yeah.
And that's in our past now.
He has sex with a prostitute for like half that book.
Was Ronald Reagan in office in 1984? Here's what you need to know. In 1984, the CIA decided to try something called astral projection, which if you're familiar with astral projection, that's
your butt.
That's when psychic people try to like remotely view or project their spirit into other places. Mm-hmm. And so they were
do it when I dream. That's why you like me so much, everybody.
And sometimes I've talked to people who actually claim that they could astral project.
It was people that claim all sorts of things.
It was a homeless guy at Kalama Park. This is 100% true. I was at the park and I was sitting up against a tree like meditating, and this guy came up to me and he's like, "Are you meditating?" And I was like, "Well, I'm not anymore." And we had this long conversation about how he used to be a movie producer in California and that he knew how to astral project. Well, needless to say, the jury's still out on astral projection. But the CIA was trying it. They're like, oh, if we can astral project, we can go into secret KGB buildings and read all their files, right? So they put a bunch of like astral projecting psychics and stuff in a room, and they're like, okay, so here's what we want you to do. We want you to try to astral project. Not just going to Russia and stuff like that. They also tried to have them go to Mars.
You know it.
And here's something that I didn't know about astral projecting. You're not just doing it in present time. They can also go forwards and backwards in time. Mm. So there's like, here's what we want you to do. We want you to astral project yourself onto Mars in the year 1 million BC.
Well, time is like a loaf of bread. So we're seeing the slice here, but there's other slices of bread.
Right. If you can get yourself out of the third dimension and see the fourth dimension, you can see that all of time is actually happening at the same
time.
We're
just third dimensional beings experiencing fourth dimensional cross sections of ourselves.
We are the universe experiencing itself.
We are.
We are the youth of a nation.
Biscuits of the gravy. We are.
POD. Now that's some classic year 2000 stuff,
man. So
do you remember POD from hit me with the reverb? The year 2000.
Yeah, I love that sound effect. It's so cool.
Youth of a Nation. It's a good song. Yeah, it's a banger. I remember working at a convenience store, and it's just like listening to Y100, pumping up the alternative jams in the year 2000, mopping the floor on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Jamming out the POD.
We are.
And I think also Weezer's Hash Pipe song was like the hottest song that year. Yeah. Good times.
And great oldies.
So, all right. The year, just saying, astral project yourself to Mars in the year also, 1 billion BC.
Can it just the government like, just spend money on poor people and education?
Yeah.
What are we doing? We're paying people to astral project to 1,000 BC and Mars.
No, it was 1 million BC. And what? Like, it's such a it sounds so ridiculous that it's just like,
if you're going to use a million, why even say BC?
What? It's so dumb to think like, okay, when do you want me to? I don't know. 1 million BC. It just sounds like they're pulling it out of their butts.
Or maybe they wanted him to fail.
So this was a real CIA thing, and so I don't know.
We need books.
So the
and smaller classrooms.
So the people. So the people who are astral projecting were like, okay, got it, right?
Yeah.
And then they started going. Na 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 na
na na na na na na na na.
Pew 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 pew. And they astral projected themselves onto Mars.
And the float through space, and the calendar goes back and back and back.
In the year 2525 million BC, and so they really did astral project onto Mars in the year 1 million BC. And guess what they saw, Chuck?
What?
They saw pyramids on Mars and big alien-looking creatures. And so this is actually documented. So this is so this is like in the when the CIA released these files, the one of the websites that I saw was like, the headline was CIA unsealed CIA files reveal Christmas. That CIA discovered life on Mars.
And then you're like, it's like, no.
Okay, just because some person in a room said that they saw it while they're astral projecting, that's not, you didn't discover anything.
Also, pyramids on Mars, Egypt looks like Mars. Right?
They were actually in astral projecting into Egypt.
Yeah.
But even 1 million BC, the time doesn't match up.
Maybe they're just at the Luxor.
They're at the Luxor. They're on acid at the Luxor.
Whoa, there's whoa.
Which I know what that's like.
Yeah, dog.
We've both been there.
Man, it's trippy. That's a trippy place, dude.
Yeah, whoa. And don't get on the elevators at the Luxor because they don't work.
They're inclinators.
Also, the Luxor.
Me and John Boy got locked to the inside.
The Luxor is the most like haunted place in the world. They have like all the ghosts of the. They have the human body exhibit.
Yeah, the Chinese. Right.
So it's like
slaves.
All. They also have. they also have the Titanic exhibit there.
Yeah,
which is also haunted.
What are you doing to me?
Carrot Top has a residency there. Ugh.
Yeah,
it's
haunted.
Don't go to the Luxor. But you know what, Chuck? This whole CIA astral projection thing got me thinking.
You.
For our ratings,
okay.
Why don't we try a little astral projection ourselves?
All right,
because there's been some astral projection in the past before. This is, are you going to, this is Biscuits and Gravy Astral Projection. Let's do this.
All right, and so, okay, turn. That's so much fun.
I've got my official astral projection hat here, so I'm going to put this on.
I like that Tony was like, why do you need tinfoil?
What do you need tinfoil for?
You know.
as if Tony
everyone
is.
Everyone else knew.
As if Tony is unfamiliar with our show.
Tony.
He's like, why would you need tinfoil? I need to make a hat for astral projection, Tony. Although I didn't get quite enough, so it looks like a space yarmulke.
Space yarmulke.
It's been a while since
hold
we
on.
Wore the
you're
tinfoil
hat. You're wearing a space
hat.
Yarmulke and California's on fire.
Are we getting a phone call?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's great, boys. I hear you're talking about astral projection.
Yes, yes, we are.
Did you know Obama? Obama was an astral projector. He was in the program.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we've talked about that many times on the show. Not only has he astral projected to Mars, but UCLA has a jump gate where they've actually sent his body to Mars as well.
In Berkeley.
Yes, and he actually went to the future. And guess what, boys? It's amazing.
Oh, yeah?
I bought Mars. I bought it. I got it. Baby, we got it for America. We bought Mars.
Okay.
so I guess we don't need to invade Greenland anymore.
Oh, no, we're still doing that, boys. I love shopping. You know, one thing I love is shopping. I love doing it. Right now, my Amazon cart, I've got Greenland, I've got Canada, I've got Panama.
And is Bezos going to give you, like, a discount on that?
Yeah, he's going to throw me a good kickback.
Okay. that's pretty sweet. I'm looking forward to owning Greenland. That's going to come in handy in the future.
Did you Absolutely. Buy it with $1 million that Steve Wozniak gave you?
It's going to be a little more than $1 million, boys. It's going to put us really into debt, but we're going to get it. We're going to do it. And Vince.
Yeah.
I found out we have a lot in common, Vince.
What's
people
that?
People are saying you play the bass drum.
Yeah.
Well, my bass is dumb.
Oh.
Very similar. What? Dumb bass, drum bass, come on.
Well, you know, we know that you love the uneducated.
Absolutely. They're my favorite. They're the best.
Now, a lot of us have a dream, Trump, right? That you would be inaugurated on Martin Luther King Day. What a great day to pay homage to Martin Luther King than to have Donald Trump be inaugurated.
I mean, Martin Luther, he needed it. He needed Trump's popularity to bring his day back. It's going to be very great.
And, yeah, hopefully the FBI will show you the same courtesy that they showed MLK. So I'm looking forward to that.
We'll find out. Well, boys, my edibles are kicking in. I got to go.
All right, tell Elon I said hi.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so, Chuck, you ready for some astral projection?
You know it.
Good to hear from future President Donald Trump.
Yes, future war criminal.
Yeah. Disgraced former president and president-elect Donald Trump.
Jesus Christ. This is the world we live in. Is this nuts?
It's not that nuts.
I think it's crazy town.
We were saying that the whole time. Ever since Biden got elected, when we talked to Trump, we would call him the former and future president Donald Trump.
I mean, once a future king, baby.
He got the biscuit bump. You know, once you get the biscuit bump, there's no going back.
You seen the footage of his son doing the biscuit bump? Guys, watch this. Anytime you see his son in an interview, he sticks his finger in his pocket, wiggles it around, and then puts the finger and wiggles it around his mouth and his gums, and then goes back in and does it. And does it like 30 times.
Wow, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's got that Hunter Biden stash.
What's that candy that you like the powder?
Fun Dip? Yeah. It's probably Fun Dip.
Yes.
Actually, he's probably lubricating his upper lip. Because if you've ever seen him, he looks like his upper lip is dry and stuck to the top of his teeth.
Would you say he has a stiff upper lip?
I would say. All right, so you ready for some astral projection?
You know it.
All right, so I've got my hat on, my official astral projection hat. All right, yeah, that's good. Set the tone. And we're going to have the first live television event of somebody astral projecting live on TV. Okay, you ready, Chuck? Na 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 na
I'm on Mars, but I'm in the year 3099.99 BC.
And I'm looking around. I see dirt. I see rocks.
Do you see a face?
Oh my God, it's a pyramid! And there's a giant face made out of rocks. And there's a guy. He's wearing a red hat that says Make America Great Again. Wow.
Is that why he's so orange? He's from Mars. Going to Mars.
I think we did it, Chuck. We proved that not only life existed on Mars in the past, but also Donald Trump is a time traveler.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about many times.
And the government spends its money valuably.
And we actually have more proof of that, which we're going to get to later on in the show. As a matter of fact, I've got a new segment for you. We've got more news to talk about, and something recently happened that we talk about so often that I think we should have a new segment. This is Whistleblower Watch.
Ooh. So presented by my favorite bourbon, Whistle Pig.
Yes. And so this is a new segment every time a whistleblower gets suicided. Not just for Boeing anymore.
No.
Even, you know how like...
It was so posh. It was just for Boeing for a while.
Yeah. And so even, you know how
for
like...
For those of you that don't know, some people that work for Boeing came out and said how terrible they are. And not just like scurrilous things. I mean, like very damaging things about Boeing, and then they
were like getting ready to testify in this major court case against Boeing, and then they decided to shoot themselves in the back of the head 5 times,
which is what happens.
Here I have a sound effect of what happened to them when they were when they're getting ready to testify. And so you know how AI is taking everybody's jobs?
Not my job, baby.
Well, AI is actually getting in on the murdering whistleblowers game because...
You don't say!
Yeah, a company called OpenAI, which is a huge AI company right now, one of the biggest. They're run by CEO Sam Altman.
Wait, Sam Altman?
Yeah.
All right.
The guy who molested his sister, did you hear about that?
Yeah!
Actually, that just came out in the news today. Sam Altman, who's the CEO of OpenAI, he just got accused by his sister of, like, molesting his sister. He denied the claims.
You know, a lot of people aren't just like, you know what, I done did it. Yeah. You got me.
So he denied it, Chuck.
Wow.
So I don't think he did it.
Well, because you know, he wouldn't lie. Women tend to make up that sort of thing.
But there was a whistleblower at the company AI about them training their AI on like copywritten material and stuff that they shouldn't have been doing.
So it turns out that 94% of AI's results are using stolen copywritten material.
Yeah, and so apparently if you want to train computers to do human things, you just steal the stuff that the humans have already done. And so this guy's name was Sucheer Balaji. Ooh. He was a whistleblower, and he was getting ready to be deposed, and then he decided to kill himself.
Did his driverless car, like, careen? Crash into a ditch.
He was suicided.
Oh.
And also, I don't know if you know this, but right around the time that happened, CEO Sam Altman donated $1 million to the Trump campaign. He got on the Trump train along with all the other tech bros who have been giving money to Donald Trump. And and then all of a sudden his whistleblower disappears.
All right, so here's the thing though. People are still donating money to the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
He already
Zuckerberg
won.
just gave him they're donating it to his inauguration party fund. So it's going to be one heck of a party. Tim Cook donated $1 million from Apple. Zuckerberg just donated $1 million. Bezos donated $1 million. Pretty much every single, like...
I think it's just kissing the ring, though, at this point, right?
The brown ring?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this led me to remember that we have a little conspiracy about Donald Trump being a time traveler.
Yes.
And also that he's working for Skynet in the future, and he's been sent back in time to help the machines enslave humanity. Mm-hmm. And so this is the first step, you know, AI.
It only makes sense.
Because, like, if we started finding out that AI was ripping people off and doing all these copyright infringements, that might lead to AI getting shut down.
But
then it's going to be harder for the computers and the machines to take over and enslave humanity. But
who knows more about ripping people off and stealing other people's work than Donald Trump?
I know. He's the perfect candidate for it.
Ah!
Also, you know...
That's why we elected him.
We should own Mars. Mars is the Roman god of war.
Yeah.
There's never been a country that's been a bigger warmonger than the United States. We should get it just by default. I applaud Donald Trump buying Mars in the future, and I look forward to...
What if Mars becomes like Australia?
I look forward to Elon Musk taking me there on a bus.
Send it to all our prisoners over there?
So what, send our prisoners to Mars?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I wish Elon Musk would go to Mars and fulfill his dream of going to Mars. That would be awesome. Now, Chuck, as you know, it's the year 2025. We're in the future. And that means that we have the stats for 2024 for Pornhub.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And so we were going to talk about this last year when we had Rhonda on the show, but we didn't have enough time.
Rhonda loves talking about porn.
Yeah, Rhonda's not a big fan of porn, so we're going to do we're going to do a little Morningwood segment right here. We're going to do the 2024 Pornhub breakdown.
Biscuits and Gravy is funded in part today by Ryan Reynolds Wraps, available at your local pizza place, a former partner of Scarlett Johansson Stationery.
Morningwood is brought to us by Channing Tatum's Tater Tots. Mmm, Tatum's. Put a little magic in your mouth.
Funny for Morningwood.
This microphone stinks. Smell your microphone.
I'm not smelling it. I've done this before.
Smell it. Does yours stink? You don't have to get in there like
Mine
that.
Mine smells like powder, actually.
Mine smells like butts.
Oh, you know why? I was wiping my butt on it earlier.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Loincloths by Lionel. Hello.
Is it these you're looking for?
Finding loincloths will be as easy as Sunday morning. Now open all night long. Hey, Vince. He's got an endless love for loincloths. He works the night shift. Now with non-cling material, so it won't get
stuck on you. And today's show is also brought to us by Leonardo DiCaprio's Guillotines. Get decapitated with DiCaprio.
Wow, Morningwood, baby.
A personal favorite of Luigi Mangione. All right, so for Morningwood, the 2024 Pornhub stats are out. And
now, will the Pornhub stats be skewed next year? Because there are 17...
A little Freudian slip there.
17 states that are outlawing Pornhub?
Yeah, so...
Also, Pornhub's like the good... Like, as far as porn goes, it's one of like the better... Like, it's less raunchy, cleaner,
so we've talked talked about this on the show before, where Pornhub is based in Canada, but it complies to all the U.S. laws, and there's lots of types of porn that you can't find on Pornhub, and that's because they don't like stuff that involves like violence, blood, a lot of sexual trafficking, stuff like that. They go out of their way to try to keep it as good as possible for a porn site, you know, because... There's a lot of unethical stuff that goes on in the porn business. But there's a lot of companies and porn websites that aren't based in America. If you live in Florida or any of the other states where Pornhub is being banned, you can still just go to those other websites. And you can also, if you have a VPN, like most people do, by the way, in Florida, the search for VPNs has skyrocketed by 1,000%.
Yeah, you gotta buy those beforehand, man.
If you live in one of those states... You can just either get a VPN or you can just go to another website. So blocking Pornhub is not doing anything.
I mean, it's doing something. Pornhub's rad.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Pornhub is awesome, but I mean, it's not going to stop you from A, seeing porn. Also, like Twitter has porn on it now, too. So
this is the equivalent of outlawing wine, but still letting people drink grain alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this isn't really going to do anything, but it's all performative legislation.
What? Are you telling me?
So unfortunately for our listeners in Florida, they no longer have access to Pornhub. So it is going to start to skew some of the stuff.
I hate Xvideos' new format, man.
Yeah.
The split screens and stuff. I don't like it.
But porn is still available. And so why don't we talk about some of the stats that Pornhub has accumulated for us.
All right.
The number one trend this year was demure, where people were searching for demure.
Jake Coughlin was talking about this.
Now, here's the thing. This is based on like a meme, basically, because there was a meme of a person on TikTok saying, oh, very demure, very mindful, right? And so that took off. And then I guess as a joke, people were searching demure because people didn't know what the word demure meant. But then they also started searching for demure porn, I guess, because like it was talking about like dressing appropriately and dressing like a businesswoman. So I guess people were Googling that or looking it up on Pornhub.
Demure.
But also, what they probably did not know was that there's the...
Jules is a tranny.
There's the person in the TikTok video was a transgender person, but also... There's a transgender porn actor
named Demure.
Named Demure.
Also,
so that person had that person had quite the skyrocket in popularity, and I think a lot of people found that porn not knowing that what they were getting themselves into. But that's something that happened this year, so that's pretty cool. Also, people searching for wives. Like having sex with their or other wives was really big. And also sex with coworkers was
really
big as well.
For sure. Unless you work in a radio show events.
The top term in the world, once again, was hentai. And also the top term in the U.S. was hentai.
You like hentai, don't you?
I'm not opposed to hentai.
Tony,
I like hentai.
What are your thoughts on hentai?
And also, with VR porn, hentai is really good because it's easier to animate high-quality animated porn for VR as well.
Ooh, so, that'd be cool to, like, swim through titties, you know what I mean? And maybe, like, there's
Like Scrooge McDuck into a big pool of boobs?
Yeah.
Okay, into that. I'm into that.
Yeah, dog.
Also, I found a VR mummy porn. Remember, me and Shane were talking about trying to find mummy porn.
Yes,
one of the ones that I found.
You find a lot of British porn,
right,
with their moms.
But one of the ones that I found was this like VR mummy lady who has sex with you.
Mm.
Yeah, and then she curses you.
Mm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So hentai number one in America and number one around the world. In America. It dethroned lesbians. Lesbians was the number one.
Wow.
And now it's hentai all around the world. Number three was pine.
I don't even know what that means.
Pine is the Filipino word for woman.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know this, but the Philippines is the number three country in the world that uses Pornhub.
Good
Pornhub is huge in the Philippines.
Wow. Good for them.
And so am I. for some reason, the Philippines love Pornhub. Uh-huh. And so that has made the word pine skyrocket to the top. And it's now the number three search term. The number one performer on Pornhub this year, number one search for a performer. You want to take a guess at who it is? I know you're a fan.
Is it still Lana Rhoades?
It's not Lana Rhoades. It hasn't been Lana Rhoades for like 4 or 5 years.
The Foxy? Fox? What's her name?
No, it's not her.
I don't know. Who is it?
Angela White.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angela White was number one this year, followed closely by Abella Danger and then Violet Myers. Lana Rhoades, still at number four.
Violet Myers, it's pretty good stuff.
Very popular. Mm. And then also... Here's a question for you. What day, let's do a little Pornhub stats quiz.
On the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
What day do you think was the day where people looked at Pornhub the least? What day saw the biggest drop-off in 2024?
Ooh.
What's a day where everybody's doing something where they're not going to be jerking it?
Thanksgiving.
It was Thanksgiving. Very good. Thanksgiving in 2024 saw the biggest drop-off. Everybody was spending time with their families and got too drunk on turkey and tryptophan to rub one out after everybody went home.
That's when it's the best.
So congratulations, guys.
Like, and congratulations to me.
Let's go over a couple states' terms because a lot of the map is blacked out now. But
where the states, we get to find the states that the dirty, dirty.
Yeah, but we do have
weirdo states. What weirdo states? Before we even list it, what's coming to mind, listeners at home? What weirdo states do you think you want to hear about?
I am very concerned about your home state of Connecticut.
Oh, lordy, no!
Do you know what it is?
I don't know.
All right, we'll get to it. So Washington milking.
All right,
big into milking.
Yeah.
In Washington. You know what? I'm not opposed to that. Oregon was into furries. Now, this is not the top search term in each state, but this is the top search term relative to all the other states.
Okay.
So it's like after you eliminate all the top ones that everybody has.
Because like MILF is still probably just
Yeah, like the number one in Washington is probably hentai or lesbian or Japanese, which is another huge search term. But these are what each state has their own little specific kinks. Florida's last one, what they're going out on, Cubana.
Cubana!
Yeah. Oh. Chuck, I know, Chuck, you have many times searched for Cubana, but that was just the sandwich.
Yes.
Oregon was very...
They both ended messy.
Nevada searched for Vegas. So people who are in Vegas are like, I want to see people having sex in Vegas, I guess.
Sometimes I search Maui sex just to look at what beaches are good.
Yeah, there you go. Alaska was anal dildo. Arizona was Navajo. New Mexico was housewife.
Alaska was anal dildo?
Yeah.
Isn't that like an Alaska pipeline?
There is a joke about an Alaska pipeline. I think it does involve frozen feces, if I'm not mistaken.
You poop into a condom.
But also, like, the guy-to-girl ratio in Alaska is, like, 10 to 1 or something like that. So probably a lot of people enjoying the anal dildo in lieu of there being actual women up there. Wyoming was homegrown. Colorado, foot jobs. Wisconsin was pee. Missouri was grandma.
Ew.
Dude,
I got
Ohio.
The grandma porn's always messing my stuff up. You're like, oh, it's hot, and then it's like a grandma porn ad. You're like, why are you doing this to me?
No, you know I don't like that. Ohio was cuckold. So, lot of cucks in Ohio.
Bunch of racists.
Yeah. West Virginia made me laugh. You know what West Virginia was?
Coal miner's daughter.
No. West Virginia was fat woman.
Okay.
Fat woman. New York was Turkish. Pennsylvania, I'm a little concerned. Pennsylvania was naked women. Guys, I think...
You got to step your game up. I'm sorry. Are all the searches milking naked women?
I think Pennsylvania was some like 10-year-old who's just like...
searches, pornographic videos.
I want to... That's like when I was like 14 and I just went online and typed in boobs.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the best thing ever. Connecticut... You ready for this? Queef.
Whoa.
Yeah. Huh.
You know, guys, it's natural after you orgasm for your body to relax.
There's a lot of air trapped in there.
And a lot of people fart queef after they orgasm.
but you do a lot, though, Chuck.
Orgasm or fart?
You do a lot of farting after orgasm.
Oh, all the time. It's a huge issue, actually. Changed my sheets twice last week.
Vermont was tattoos, actually, and New Hampshire was enema. What, guys?
Yo, enema, the state.
Come on, man.
Enema?
Yeah.
None of them are like puffy areolas or nothing?
No.
Nah, that's what I want.
Hawaii was, according to this...
This is an illegal occupation.
Mummy Jenko fart porn.
Come on, I think we're skewing up the Hawaii ones.
No, Hawaii was Oahu for some reason, which doesn't even make sense. Last year we were hentai.
Yeah.
Which I think I did have a little bit to do with
it
that.
It makes sense though, right?
Because we have a huge Japanese population as
Vegas
well.
Vegas is the ninth island, right? What do they search for in Vegas? Vegas.
Yeah.
What do they search for in Oahu? Oahu.
So when we're here, we're searching for Oahu, and then when we go to Vegas on vacation, we're searching for Vegas.
Yeah.
Hawaii people just like to search for wherever they're at.
That's what we want,
in their
baby.
Porn. Yeah, it's more relatable.
Oh, all right.
That's why
that's why you like amateur porn.
Yeah, that's why I like amateur porn. It's more relatable. Okay. And then here's one more fun thing.
No.
For video game characters, the number one search for a video game character, who do you think it was?
Wreck It Ralph.
No, it was Chun-Li.
Don't know who that is.
Chun-Li from Street Fighter.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, this is after all these years. We're multiple decades away from Street Fighter, and Chun-Li is still turning us on. So congratulations, Chun-Li. Also, number two, Lara Croft.
Oh, still.
A whole generation, multiple generations of young men have been raised on Lara Croft's boobies.
Yeah, Lara Croft womb raider. Am I right?
All right, so let's do a quick spoiler alert. Oh, you know what? I want to do a real quick gluttony club also.
Gluttony, yeah.
I made the for for Christmas, I made the beef Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
Beef Wellington came out great. You came over and enjoyed it. You and Christy came over.
It was the tenderest piece of tender.
It was quite delicious. Also, I tried Jack in the Box's Loco Moco burger.
Oh, yeah?
And I gotta say, it wasn't terrible. It needed more gravy. Jack in the Box.
Always. Everything always just needs more
gravy. Was like a tablespoon of gravy on there, and it needed way more gravy. Fortunately, I had some gravy at my house at the time that I ate the burger. So I just got out my container of gravy.
Your strategic gravy reserves.
My strategic gravy reserves. So try the Jack in the Box Loco Moco burger. It's not bad. It did have this like weird like pre-made fried egg thing on top of it.
See, usually Jack in the Box has a good fried egg.
It was pretty good, I gotta say. It wasn't.
Have you had the Jack in the Box Birria tacos?
I have.
Are they good?
No.
Not enough gravy?
No. Not also Taco Bell's Birria tacos, not that good. But I was expecting it to be like an egg patty, but it wasn't. It was like an actual kind of like fast food version of a fried egg, and it was pretty good. Just get extra, extra, extra gravy. Mm. And also I made chingaderas. And I made chilaquiles, and we'll talk about that on the show next time. Also, next week, I want to talk about the Ichiran ramen packets that you got me from Japan. It was amazing. But we got to do a quick spoiler alert. The Penguin Season 1.
So good.
All of it is available on HBO Max. If you have the means, I highly recommend it. It is so choice. You finally got around to watching it, and it did not disappoint, right?
No, it didn't. It was super good.
Colin Farrell, I'm calling it now, he's going to get the Emmy for Best Actor in a Limited Series. Skeleton Crew, if you're a fan of Star Wars, Skeleton Crew is Diana and I have been watching it. It's really good.
Huh.
It's like Goonies in space. Fun kid-based adventure. Jude Law, friend of the show Jude Law from Jude Law's Colostomy Bags, The Law's on Your Side. He plays a space pirate. It's great. It's a really fun Star Wars show.
The other Star Wars was universally panned, right? What was it called? Like the Proletariat?
The Acolyte.
There you go.
The Acolyte it was very complicated. Also, Dune Prophecy. I've been watching the show Dune Prophecy. It was pretty good. If you are a fan of the Dune universe and the new Dune movies, you will love Dune Prophecy.
Huh.
It's actually pretty fantastic. It's a little slow, and you have to pay attention to it when you're watching it, but it's really good. Severance Season 2 is coming out January 17th. Andor Season 2 is coming out in April, and Season 2 of Squid Games is out right now. And Season 2 of Silo is out as well.
So
if you're a
TV
fan of second seasons,
mm-hmm,
2025 is your year, buddy. We're doing it this year.
In the year 2025.
All right, and now it's time for my favorite part of the entire show. Chuck's
the end.
The Knowledge Buffalo. Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is when Chuck tries to prove that he's the smartest buffalo in the room. And Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is brought to us by... Ooh, why don't you read this one, Chuck?
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is earned in part by lovely community-minded celebrity sponsors like Benedict Cumberbatch's Pack Mules. Get unencumbered.
And also, today's show is brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's Wholesale Brown Pigment. Get your next Umber Batch from Cumberbatch.
And today's show is underwritten in part by Benedict Cumberbatch's Cookie Dough, because the best batch is a Cumberbatch.
And also by Jim Croce's Spice Rack, for when you need to keep time in a bottle.
Funny for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes apart by Margaret Thatcher's Roofs. Need a new roof?
Get a Thatcher. And finally,
Trudeau resigned.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even hear about that. And of course, today's show wouldn't have been possible without Britney Spears' haircutting scissors. For the best in shears, get Britney Spears. All right. Our first question comes from Mark in Macon, Georgia. You're going to Georgia maybe later, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't know why. But
not later today, but
March or something.
So in Georgia, Mark sent this one in. What are the colors of the Italian flag? They're probably all over that Italian restaurant you were eating at.
Green.
Yep. It looks just like the Irish flag, but not quite.
Red.
Yep.
And white.
That is correct. Very good.
Cool.
Dennis in Townsend, Maryland wants to know, what is the name of Elvis's mansion in Memphis, Tennessee?
Oh, Graceland.
Yeah, where all the Elvis heads go for a pilgrimage.
I'm going to Graceland.
All right, and our third and final question is always a sports question, because as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof. Lisa in Haiku sent this one in. Who is the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills?
Josh Allen.
That's correct. How did you know that?
I have been home this week, and
is there lots of pictures of Josh Allen?
I don't get it. Well, on actual TV.
I don't know how you pulled that one out, but you got 3 out of 3, Chuck. So you are the big winner this year.
Jeez.
And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy, baby. We'll catch you next week. Same gravy place. Same biscuit time.
I don't have the closing song. Hold on. That also means that that's the end of our show. I guess we're going to go out on that.
I love it. And right. From me to you,
hello!
Down in the workshop, all the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo like a big fat drum.